nationwide at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Gail. Gail, you're up and you've been waiting very patiently. I thank you for that. You're up. Go right ahead.
Yes, if the governor assigns this bill 321, I hope he doesn't. If he does, we're going to become the only place probably on planet Earth that has all mail-in voting. It's a disgrace. I'm sorry we had fake Republicans like Scott Hammond voting for it. It's really disgusting. It provides for no ID, as far as I know, ballot harvesting, and compulsory mail-in voting, which is going to cost our taxpayers $17 million, which could have been spent on better on other things that Scott Hammond claims to like money spent on education. We could have saved the $17 million from sending ballots by mail. It's a wonderful thing if you like voting fraud to have mail-in voting.
And by the way, hey, Gail.
Temporary.
Hey, Gail, I don't think, I know he voted for the mining tax. He did not vote for AB 321, though.
Okay, well, your newscaster on the previous hour's news said that he voted for the, voted for the 321 bill.
I don't believe Gentleman Jim did. I don't believe he did.
Your newscaster said the wrong thing.
Or maybe you were, hey, Gail, is it possible you heard the wrong thing?
I don't think so, and I was very disappointed
Gail.
When I heard the newscast to say that Scott Hammond bent over backwards and voted for it along with Keith Picard.
Anyway, thanks, Gail. I appreciate it. I think we'll agree to disagree, but my understanding was, and I thought he said in our interview, that he had not voted for AB 321. Anyway, more to do as we continue. Coming up, Victor Jakes talks about the end of the 81st Nevada Legislature. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, 531, people hear what they want to hear, I guess, but at the same time, we have to deal with what we see in front of us on area freeways. Rush hour slowing on the 15 right now, north at Hacienda, south at Spring Mountain. Reduced speeds through there. You're steady but slow in a few areas there. 215 southbound at Pebble, 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. Reduce speeds as you work your way to the west side of town. Look for some heavy volumes too on US 95 eastbound at Torrey Pines, 95 west at Decatur. You'll touch the brakes through there. And remember the overnight road work on Interstate 15 southbound. That's between Gene and Prim. Lane reductions begin nightly at 6 p.m.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Vegas Golden Knights down 1-0 in their series against Colorado. They lost on Sunday by a 7-1 score. Game 2 is coming up tomorrow. Only one playoff game coming up tonight in the National Hockey League. The Lightning against the Hurricanes right now. Tampa Bay leads that series 1-0. It is a busy night tonight in terms of NBA playoff action with 3 games on the docket. Celtics against the Nets. Brooklyn leads that series 3-1. The Trailblazers and Nuggets match up against each other. That series is even 2-2. And the Lakers and the Suns, they play tonight in Phoenix. That series is also even at 2 games apiece. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Summer is about relaxing, just you and your thoughts.
Boring. Luckily, summer is also about America's Got Talent.
Are you ready?
Mind-boggling acts.
Put on your seatbelt!
Huge surprises and $1 million on the line.
So don't just summer.
Summer with AGT. America's Got Talent, summer's number one show, premieres tonight on NBC.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies, custom labels, and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
120 days. It may seem like an eternity for those involved, but we're talking about the latest 81st Nevada legislature. It is gaveled out just before midnight this morning, and so lawmakers will be returning home to live under the laws that they ended up passing. A lot of them were not that great. I had a chance to visit earlier with Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I just asked him, I said, hey, looks like they saved the worst for last.
Oh, they sure did. I mean, it was, you know, you thought that the session would kind of end pretty smoothly, and then, you know, 72 hours to go, there's an announcement that they're putting forward a new mining tax, and you think, oh, well, that needs a 2/3 vote, and you know, if Republicans are going to capitulate on that, that would be something. And you know, hopefully they'll compromise and not capitulate. And you know, at the end of the day, it was definitely a capitulation. They got $170 million in new taxes over 2 years. They got a one-time payment of just under $5 million for opportunity scholarships and a couple other things. But I mean, just a complete cave by certain Republicans, and just in embarrassing fashion. Political ramifications. The teachers union was going to run these two initiatives that would have been extremely unpopular next year. A 1.5 increase on the sales tax, an increase in the gaming tax, and instead of making them either, you know, withdraw them in shame, or better yet, even just run them and force Democrats to, you know, have the political pickle of either disappointing their teacher union allies or disappointing voters, you know, the squishy Republicans just bailed them out by voting for this tax increase.
So who actually voted for this?
In the assembly, it was Jill Tolles, Republican. I mean, all the Democrats voted for it, of course. It was Jill Tolles and Tom Roberts. And then in the Senate, it was Ben Kieffer, of course. Heidi Gansert, running for lieutenant governor, I believe. Scott Hammond and Keith Pickard. And those were the Republicans who crossed the line and voted for it.
And have you been given any indication of why they voted for it?
Well, what they say, it's possible, I suppose. They thought it was a good idea. I mean, it'd be quite something for a Republican to think that, you know, throwing money into the education blob is the way to solve Nevada's education problems. I mean, the fig leaves that they used is they said, oh, well, mining supported it. Because what happened is the Democrats were threatening a constitutional amendment that would have imposed an even higher tax burden on mining. And so they had mining up there, and basically what was a hostage video saying, oh, yeah, we support this, we're coming to the table. And then they said, well, we're getting this money for opportunity scholarship. And it's like, my word, not even $5 million? I mean, it's a pittance. It's just an absolute pittance. They had a little bit of money for charter schools from the federal funding, you know, to help with the learning loss. They killed the straight ticket voting bill, or gutted it. That was it. That's what they got in exchange for a permanent tax increase. I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's an embarrassment.
Well, and the idea that we needed new taxes when we've got, what, $2.7 billion coming into the state, to me, sounds, well, it's just weird. I thought we didn't need more taxes because we had all this federal money coming in, this one-time thing of money coming in from the federal government. I thought the deal was we didn't need new taxes.
We didn't need new taxes even before the federal money, but especially with the federal money. I mean, it's got around $3 billion for the state, more for some of the local jurisdictions. The problem we're going to have is that in 2 years, we're going to come back and the legislature is going to be like, this one-time money is winding down, you know, and we create all these programs that we just have to have. We need new taxes. And on top of that, the economic forum, which gives Nevada its binding revenue projections, said that we projected $568 million more at the beginning of May for lawmakers to spend. So, no, we did not need to raise taxes. We did not need to raise taxes in this way, especially now.
That brings us to some of the other bad bills that got passed. AB 321 makes universal mail-in balloting and ballot harvesting permanent. The numbers just indicated that they had the votes.
Yeah, I mean, the Democrats control Carson City, so unless it was a tax bill, they didn't need a two-thirds majority, and obviously they had majorities in both houses, so they push that through. Every voter, every active voter, will be getting a mail ballot, which, you know, should be extremely concerning given how often people move, given the lack of security measures around mail ballots. I mean, basically, you've just incentivized dishonest people on both sides of the political aisle. I mean, that's what's so amazing about this, is that, you know, if you're a Democrat, you really must think Republicans are honest to just, you know, throw out all these extra ballots. And I think people have to understand, I mean, this isn't like, oh, we're going to move 90% of the ballots, you know, where someone would have lost by 40 points, but now they're going to win by 30 points. It's not that. This is on the margins, you know. In certain races, you know, we had some state Senate races that were within 700 votes. And look, I mean, if someone had gone around apartment complexes in those districts and gone through the trash cans, if they had bribed postal workers in those districts, I mean, they would have had access to enough ballots to change those elections. And that's very concerning, because especially when elections are tight, it's very important that citizens can have confidence that those elections were conducted accurately.
And for Democrats, they didn't seem to mind that this thing is going to cost, and you tell me if I'm wrong in the number, the number I've seen is that it's going to cost us $17 million as a state just for the midterm elections. Is that number close to being right?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I mean, obviously there's a cost, because instead of, you know, that's the thing, is Nevada before, if you had wanted a mail ballot, you could request one, you could ask for it. They would send it to you, didn't need a reason, didn't need an excuse, just had to say, hey, I want a mail ballot. But obviously now when you're sending one out to everybody, you're going to have a lot more ballast, and that comes with a cost.
Now, what happened as a result of AB 321? Is it possible for Republicans to step up and say, well, we're going to have a ballot harvesting program of our own? It may cross the line. It may not cross the line. Is it a matter of we just have to get better at ballot harvesting and this at-home voting thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Republicans need to engage in ballot harvesting. And to be clear, I mean, this is collecting ballots. You know, the problem is that when you give paid political operatives access to ballots, you should just be concerned. I mean, obviously, I don't want anyone to cheat on either party. But yes, Republicans should absolutely engage in ballot harvesting. They should have drop boxes at gun stores, at places of worship, you know, any place they think there's a likelihood of Republican voters, they should have drop boxes. And you know what's so funny is Democrats legalized ballot harvesting in California in 2018. They did it. Republicans really didn't. They swept the power. 2020, Republicans in California do this. They start putting these drop boxes in certain places. They call them official ones. And the state said, no, you can't do that. You know, we didn't want ballot harvesting for Republicans. And so there's all these efforts to stop Republicans from doing it. So, yes, I mean, if that's what the rules are, I don't like the rules. I think the rules invite, you know, give opportunities for people to be dishonest. I don't want people to be dishonest, but if those are the rules, you gotta play by what the rules are.
And I agree with them. And that's why I'm saying, you know, we as Republicans need to ramp up and make sure that simply put, we need to make sure that if the rules are ballot harvesting and home at-home voting, then we put on the best program we can to make that work. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Now that Nevada's reopened, are Nevadans going to forget about all the pain that Sisolak caused us and how much longer he kept us locked down than necessary? We'll talk about it.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon, on AM 670 KMZQ.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than 3 decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
Doing good, man. What's up?
Hey, I got to ask you a question. If you heard what Joe Biden said today, did you hear what the biggest threat is to this nation, the United States, which is even bigger than ISIS, Hezbollah, Hamas, Antifa? Who do you think the biggest threat, according to Joe Biden, is?
I give up.
The white man.
Oh, really?
That's what he said. He was in Tulsa.
He was in Tulsa.
Saying,
yeah.
Our biggest threat here are basically like the same people, like the grandmas and grandpas who walked through on January 6th at the Capitol building. They're more of a threat. How embarrassing to this country. How pathetic of a leader do we have right now? And what I found was really, really, really amazing is the foreign minister from Russia, that Lavrov, called up our State Department and scolded them and said, you better release them people from January 6th. You are committing crimes against humanity for what you're doing to the opposition.
Well, we know, and by the way, I'm glad you called, we know for a fact that Biden is being played by the Russians. I mean, there's no question about it. Leading from a position of weakness. We know what that's about. Let's stay where you are. Dina Titus, believe it or not, Dina Titus was on Fox News over the weekend, on Sunday. Dina Titus from CD1? It's not Robin Titus. This is the congresswoman from, from CD1. We'll get to that more coming up. We'll take the break just a bit early. I want you to hear it all. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical special care starts with the first visit. And they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Dina Titus, she of CD1, a Democrat, actually made it onto Fox News Channel on Sunday. This was her interview with Mike Emanuel talking about the Biden bloated budget and infrastructure package. Here it is.
Well, a budget is a statement of your values. Mm-hmm. And he said during the campaign, we want to build back better. We want to make this country even better than it was before, so everybody has a chance to get into the middle class and stay in the middle class. But the priority right now is funding for infrastructure. If we're going to compete with China, the rest of the world, we can't have a grade C minus when it comes to roads, bridges, waterways, and infrastructure. So we hope to get that done early this summer. The negotiations are going well. Senator Capito has been working with the president. She was very complimentary of him. He's been open to the figure moving up and down a bit and to how to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Transportation and infrastructure, a key focus area for you. A key mm-hmm. has been trying to get both Republicans and Democrats on the same page in terms of a definition for infrastructure, but it sounds like you're hopeful.
Well, I am. I think we have to go big and bold or go home. And you saw the president's initial figure come down, the Republicans' initial figure go up. These negotiations are going well, but you can't go on forever. Mm-hmm. You know, children need that infrastructure with the internet to get back to school. You need it for long-distance medicine. We need our airports up to snuff to bring back international travelers. That's certainly true here in Las Vegas. So, well, this negotiation is going well. I am optimistic, but you can't go on forever without kind of coming to a deal.
Fair enough. What do you think infrastructure could potentially mean for Las Vegas and your home state of Nevada?
Well, you know, here in Las Vegas, we don't make anything except maybe dreams come true. So everything has to be imported, whether it's people or flowers or lobster. So we want to see an expansion of the highway to Southern California, I-15, maybe building I-11 to connect Las Vegas to Phoenix. We're the only two metropolitan areas in the country with no interstate, bringing our airport up to speed, and a high-speed rail to Southern California. we want to be more like the Northeast here in the Southwest, so we're more regionally connected, and that will certainly benefit the economy of Southern Nevada.
There you have it. It's not often you get to hear